what kinds of bad weather do y'all get here?
Well, we have awful hot weather, if you want to call that bad.
Yeah, what kind of storms?
Well, you don't hardly catch no storm unless it's thunderstorm. That's about the roughest thing we get down here.
Yeah. What do you call those things that come in from the Gulf periodically and tear up Galveston every once in a while?
Hurricanes?
Yeah. Do y'all ever get the leftovers from one?
Once in a while you might get one.
Yeah.
The wind would come for us up here and shake us up a little bit.
Yeah. Do you ever get those things, one of those things that has a funnel cloud on it?
Every once in a while, a hurricane?
Yeah, well, this
is... Not a hurricane, tornado?
Yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while you get one to swoop down there here, around here, and do a little damage, but...
Which one is it that has the funnel cloud?
Tornado, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's tornado that got the funnel cloud.
Okay.
But every once in a while, now you'll get one to swoop down and hit something, tear it up a little bit.
Yeah. What all does a policeman carry for protection?
Well, a gun, some of them carry dogs, stick.
Yeah?
I do carry that now.
What kind of a stick?
Night stick, they call it.
What's it look like?
Oh, it's about, let's see, about 24 inches long, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And about, 4 inches round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be made out of pretty good wood that he can use to wop you with pretty good there and don't break.
Yeah,
sounds
like it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love these questions. what are some other names for a prostitute?
Prostitute, whore.
What else?
And, what is it? You're either a prostitute or a whore. That's it.
What do you call a building where several of them work?
Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Fun house.
Yeah. Anything else?
I would call them death house.
Okay.
Oh, they bad.
Usually there's a woman who kind of runs the place. What do you call her?
What do you call that woman? Sponsor.
Okay. And sometimes there's a man who goes out, you know, and he gets business for the women. What do you call him?
We call them a sponsor, we call them a... can't think of the name for him.
Okay.
But I've heard it though.
Okay.
I think he can get put in jail for doing it.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to describe two kinds of people here for you, and I want you to tell me, you know, what you call them. There's the one kind is the kind who, you know, I mean, he's just dead drunk all the time. I mean, he's just drunk on his feet all the time. And he can't hold a job. He can't stay with his family or anything like that. And you see him around cheap hotels and stuff like that downtown, or just sitting on the corner or just sitting in the doorway staring out into space. And they're always real dirty and stuff like that. And then there's another kind of guy who he manages to hold down a job and manages to stay with his family, you know. But first thing he does when he gets up in the morning is he takes a drink. And then he has to have another one at noon. And then by supper time, you know, he's got to have 3 or 4, and then he's got to have a bunch more before he can go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you call the first kind of guy who's drunk all the time and he's just...
A drunk.
Okay, and what do you call the second kind?
Alcoholic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's funny. Now, okay, the one that holds the job, you give him the fancy name, alcoholic.
Yeah.
And the one that can't hold a job, you call him a drunk, just plain drunk. Now, what's the difference?
I wonder.
I mean, if you're drunk, you're drunk.
Yeah.
If you're alcoholic, you're alcoholic.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just the way the people do it, you know. He's down on his luck, so he's a drunk, a bum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a man that, he'll do the same thing. He'll drink up a gallon of it.
Yeah.
But he's an alcoholic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.